everybody. This is Dawn.
And Lana.
And we're here for another episode of Screw It, a podcast about wine. Wine improves with age. We improve with wine. And we're here at the Minnesota Ren Festival. Yay! We're also here with Libby.
Huzzah!
Araya,
what am I doing?
Araya. Congratulations. Araya.
We're on a podcast about wine.
So sweet. So we're going to pick up our glasses and we're going to move out of the way because these ladies are super busy. But we're here getting our... Oh no, I spilled my wine.
Yes, be very careful. We recommend the bend and sip method. Bend and sip, snap is optional.
Oh, I like the snapping. I think it's going to take a little bit more before we can move to the snapping.
Some more.
Yeah.
So just keep coming back for many, many glasses.
This is our first sip.
So,
woo. You've got all day, ladies.
Thank God. Alrighty, so what is our first one that we're drinking, Lana?
So this is Trinity Oaks Cabernet Sauvignon.
Can you call it that?
We'll just call it the cab.
For Trinity Oaks. Oh, sweet. And yes, we've even got a bottle, so we can take
a California.
Picture.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, we'll take the picture of it when we're done, but otherwise... Okay.
Oh, wait a second. Should we try the tasting notes?
Oh, yes, try the tasting notes. Do it in a ye old voice.
Some old voice. Buy a bottle and we'll plant a tree. It's just that simple. And we'll... Oh, I can't even read with these glasses on. And we will plant one tree for every bottle of Trinity Oaks sold. Enjoy a bottle of Trinity Oaks today and take one small step towards a genuine tomorrow.
A greener tomorrow. Keep drinking.
Oh, for the love of all that's holy.
Well, they actually plant a tree for
every
bottle.
For more information. Oh, yeah. Apparently. You know, there's no actual tasting notes on this sucker, which, you know, really...
But we were provided tasting notes by the wonderful people who work here. They call this a fruit forward. See, I can't do it either.
Oh, good. See, it's not just me.
Not yet.
No. And this is our first drink. This should get better with time. I can't wait.
Blackberry, black cherry, green olive.
Green olive!
If someone told me I was going to put green olive in my wine, I'd be like, are you what?
That's right up there with pencil shavings.
Pencil shavings and cigar box. Okay, yeah, cedar herbs.
Vanilla.
Aged in oak, which is always one of my favorites.
Medium dry. Sure. Yep. Serve chilled. No, well, of course not. It's a dark red.
There's another story about that.
Oh.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You can't
to
hear
my
us.
Favorite day of the year where I spend it at the Renfest with Dylan.
And in costume.
Oh my God, in leather.
Exactly. Yes. Yay. Cheers to us. It's a perfect day. Oh, it's like in the mid-70s, so it keeps us just thirsty enough that we will have to keep drinking for the rest of the day.
Do you think so? Really?
We'll do our best. And Lana had the brilliant idea to start off the first stop at the Privies, so we have plenty of room to continue drinking.
You need an empty tank. This is my thought about the whole idea.
Okay, so in a nutshell, scale of 1 to 5, 1 being you would drink it if they were giving it away free at the Renaissance Festival. Or five
being, I would tap that vintner's cask.
Yeah. What do you give Trinity Oaks Cabernet? Cabernet. That's what we're drinking.
You know, it is a little dry and oaky for my taste. Mm-hmm. But you know, for Renfest, because there is a different scale for Renfest.
Yes, this is the $6.75 wine, as opposed to the $6 wine.
Yes. And yes, and I will point out, this one was on my dime, so
Yeah, so it was delicious.
You are not a cheap date.
Never. So, 1 to 5.
For Renfest, I would give this a 3.25.
And this is a Renfest scale, though, right?
This is Renfest scale. This
this is a 3.
Regular, this, well, actually, this would be a 3. I would give this a 3 at a wedding. I wouldn't be.
I would give this a 3 out of wedding,
so,
too.
Let me bump that up. That's a 3.5.
Ooh, at Renfest.
How about you, darling?
I think I'm going to completely agree now that we have the Renfest scale that this will be a 3.5 at Renfest. So we're going to walk around. We're going to meet more people. We're going to talk to stuff.
And we're going to drink more wine.
And we're going to drink more wine.
And
so
you'll
we'll be,
hear about it.
Yep. This is not the last you've heard of us. Crap, is it busy today?
It's wonderful.
Yeah. This is crazy, man. Crazy. Hey, everybody, it's Dawn.
And Lana.
And Daniel.
And we are here at Angel Sword at the Renaissance Festival in Minnesota. Daniel has been showing us some of his amazing pieces.
Amazing doesn't even begin
to tell the story.
No, it doesn't. And most of the nerds I know talk about Angel Swords like, oh my god, this is the place to buy something from. Mm-hmm. And would you say there is like a magic thing or a special something about your product, Daniel?
There are people that make, other craftsmen that make more beautiful swords than me. There are craftsmen that make more historically based replicas than me. Mm-hmm. There are people that do better finishes, better polishes. But in sheer cutting ability, hardness, toughness, the sharpest swords that have ever been done, those are mine.
You know, and that's what everybody says. If like if you want something pretty, go someplace else. But if you want something that you can actually like use,
now
go to Angel Swords.
I would make an exception to that with the last sword that you put in my hand.
Oh, I know. That thing was amazing.
Did you see the look on my face?
And I felt the look on your face.
Actually, it was the panting as you held it that impressed me the most.
I tried so hard not to pant and make inappropriate sounds, but you know me. That doesn't work. It was a cross between a sword and a lightsaber that had the balance.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say it out loud. I'm a switch hitter in that I will hold the sword both right and left.
Yes.
Okay, yes, you thought it was something different?
No.
Go ahead and think something different.
Yeah, we did.
And the blade would reflect red and green and blue and had beautiful etching. Please tell us about the making of this blade.
This is a patented technology. It is not the folded steel that most people call Damascus. It is the true Middle Eastern crucible Damascus.
Okay. Wow.
I'm one of the 5 or 10 men in the world that is making that today. And mm-hmm. then it's another patented technology to get these color shifts where I can get it to shift colors as you move it in the line. It's just a way of playing in steel.
It is the nerd nirvana. Of swords.
And as a J.R.R. Martin reader, I mean, it's kind of how I always imagined Valyrian steel to look like. I mean, and so when I finally found, like, the HBO episodes, it was like, what's this crap? You know, no, I expect it to look more like your blade.
Well, there is a Science Channel episode on me.
Ooh, there is!
Yeah, and one of their blogs on the Science Channel lead-in to the one about me, it's not Valyrian steel.
It's Angel Steel, obvious. So how did you come up with the name Angel Swords?
We all need help in different ways.
Amen to that. Okay, and that's why you chose that name?
Sort of.
All right.
I'm building real weapon category.
Right.
And it's a little bit reminder of be responsible. Yes.
Yep.
And there are katanas, there are utility blades, there are swords here. But as a female, I'm big on balance. I don't have a lot of forearm strength.
Okay, and so next we're going to move over into the rapier category.
Oh boy.
And the European swords.
Oh
because
boy.
There's an amber-hilted rapier
oh
over there.
Boy.
With engraving inside the amber
that
I want to put in your hand.
Next episode, so hard not to pant again.
Next episode of Screw It will be at your local penitentiary. Thank you,
thank
everybody,
you.
For listening. And thank you, Daniel, for, you know, taking some time out of your super busy day. It's a busy day at RenFest, and we appreciate, you know, you talking
do.
To us.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we're going to go look at more swords.
And drink.
Of course we're drinking.
Right.
Oh my god, it's the Dregs here at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh my
they're
god.
So incredibly awesome. I bet they're going to play a song.
Oh, please! Play a song for us, please!
Do you know the policy if you want us to play a song, Thomas?
Oi, Thomas! What does it mean when someone hands us a $5 bill?
If somebody gives us a
$5 bill,
a song they request,
even if we don't know it in full surround stereo!
So, we don't have any requests, so we'll just... Oh, wait,
no. Someone's got money, because the Dregs totally deserve it, because they're great.
Obviously, they deserve it.
Wait, what's the request?
Megan McGee. That's the name of this song.
Hey,
Nash. Hey, you, get up with that song.
I start this song.
I don't think that's the song.
It sounded like I started that song.
I start this song.
It sounds like you thought you started.
Maybe instead of talking about starting the song, you started. Oh, you started.
Wow, I'm gonna have to levelate this twice.
Commenting a man with a drink in her hand is not love she's found, but misery. Bring on the booze, this poor girl's been abused. Why is he a man in the heat?
I should have knew that Seamus was a liar and a fraud. He said he had a middle leg, but his measurements were flawed. Patrick hadn't bloomed yet. Need a cure for virginity, but he only liked the wee young lads, so keep joining the ministry.
Commenting a man with a drink in her hand is not love she's found, but misery. Bring on the booze, this poor girl's been abused. Why it's me, I'm begging the keys.
Davin stopped by once, he said he wanted to play, but after a night of romance, confirmed that he was gay.
Hi there.
Ryan was a bad boy with a reputation known, but he was only three thrusts in and soon his wad was blown.
Lamenting a man with a drink in her hand, he's not the
wad of money. That's my man, wad of money.
Bring on the booze, this poor girl's been abused by its D.I. Megan McGee.
Viola solo, what?
Prostitution.
It is. Well, they're artists, Lana.
Well, that we're all prostitutes in that way.
Let's get more wine.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so here we are. We're now talking to Olive and Beefcake.
I'm
Hello,
Beefcake.
I'm Olive.
Yay! And we're here, of course, at the Renaissance Festival. And sadly, we've only had one glass of wine so far, but that's
so
okay,
what?
Right, Lana?
That's
I know.
All we've had.
We can find more.
That's hopefully the plan.
Well, have you know the sip, swirl, stroll, the
yes,
wine walk?
Yes, we've heard of that, but we haven't done it yet.
We entertain
on
that.
If you go to Banner Oak and sign up, it's $25 a person, but you get three glasses of wine and a keepsake glass.
And coup d'etat.
And appetizers.
I like appetizers.
Did you say coup d'etat?
No.
You mean crudité?
I said crudité.
Coup d'etat means they'll kill us.
Well,
no, that's
right.
Coup de grâce.
Coup de grâce.
Coup de grâce means that you're going to overtake the
yes,
government.
Yes,
check
war.
Out this woman's outfit. She looks really beautiful,
gorgeous.
But kind of looks like a garbage bag.
It kind of looks, well, or it's rubber.
And leather.
It looks like it's
PVC.
Very, very, very hot.
Yes.
And
it's
dirty.
Sexy garbage.
In a
yes,
sweaty,
sexy garbage
sexy.
Bag.
Sexy garbage. That reminds me of a girlfriend in high school.
Was that Olive?
Nay.
Nay,
nay. When he was in high school, Olive was already out of college.
Oh!
Yeah. Some people say that Beefcake is robbing, or that I'm robbing the cradle, but I say Beefcake's robbing the grave.
Well, you know, it's just the cougar life.
Hey, cougar life.
Yeah. So, okay, so you guys do a trading thing.
Right.
Aye, we do.
We didn't bring anything except for a official screw it business card.
Ah.
Which is beautiful, by the way.
It is.
I mean,
oh my, that's quite
it.
Beautiful.
It's the olive.
Yes, I mean, it's got our slogan on it.
So we do play a trading game. You know, we could trade... the Trade For You Our Business card, which is in the shape of a leaf, as you can see. This is great radio. It says, you've just met Beefcake and Olive. I am Olive again. He's Beefcake. And you can find us in the Book of Faces at facebook.com/beefcakeolive.
That's awesome.
Now, here's my question. As a gardener, that looks slightly like, what kind of leaf is that?
That is the leaf of the Googles. If you Google leaf, that's one of the ones you find.
I want to say that looks like perhaps an ash leaf.
I believe an ash leaf is I think that's what we'll call it.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, yes.
Excellent. That's a great bullshit answer.
I also like trees, but I like to climb them, and I'm not very good at remembering the names.
Well, it's slightly oval yet serrated.
It is serrated, yes, and has a long skinny tip. Ash may be the one. Yes, I can see it.
The only trees I like is reddit.com/r/trees.
Ah, naughty.
That's the internet joke.
Okay, so if both of our business cards got together, what kind of babies would they make?
Oh,
some sort of a rhubarb wine.
Wait, no, grape leaf.
Grape leaf.
I'm smart.
Definitely check out Beefcake and Olive here at the Renaissance Festival. They're lovely and fabulous and talented and also wonderful humans.
Aww, thank you.
So come find them when you're at Renfest. We're off to get more wine.
We love Screw It.
Yay. It's really, really...
I'm sorry, what was that, Lana?
I love a man who's prepared.
So do I. This is Brett, and of course we're... what do we call this bar at the Renfest? Is this the paper
bar? Chateau Vino Uncorked, the Vikings Pub, Boar's Head. I'm a bar with an identity crisis. Oh. They change my name every year and keep me the best kept secret on site.
But still, we found you.
Yes, because I brought you here.
I know. Okay. I would have gotten lost at the first turn.
So we're drinking two different wines. Of course, they're both reds. We're drinking the Montevina Barbera and the Seaglass Pinot Noir.
Well, you know which one of us chose which one.
Yeah, so I'm drinking the Barbera.
And I'm drinking the Pinot Noir.
And Brett's taking our money.
Yeah, money.
That's lovely.
So, you know, I love my
nice
Pinot Noir.
Lightly.
Okay, so I drank the Barbera, and she's stirring up the Pinot Noir.
I might like the Barbera.
Yeah,
better.
I like the Seaglass Barbera. Oh, wait, no, the Montevina Barbera better.
It has more body. It has a softer finish. The Pinot Noir is nice, but it's lighter and sweeter.
Yeah, I mean, nothing wrong with Pinot Noir, right?
Correct.
Do you have a preference?
I prefer the Montevina Barbera. It's a semi-sweet, semi-oaky. I'm not much of a red drinker, but it's one I find palatable.
Yeah, this one's
really
delicious.
If you had anything to choose, what kind of wine would you drink?
I normally stick to the whites. I'm personally a fan of the Seaglass Riesling.
Oh,
it's one of our sweeter wines, but on the drier side, we also have the Montevina Chardonnay. It's a little bit more dry, but just as flavorful.
Okay, fabulous. Yeah, I'm a fan of the Barbera, gotta be honest.
So am I.
So between the Pinot Noir...
Agree.
I know, this is weird. Between the Pinot Noir and the Barbera, what would you rate the Pinot Noir?
The Pinot Noir is 3. Well, we're going on Renfest scale, which
Renfest
is another...
Okay,
so I would give that a 3.5, and I'd give the Barbera a 4.
Well, I'd give the Barbera a 4, hands down. So thank you very much. We're happy that you could join us, Brett. Well, I'm sure we'll be back.
We will be.
We'll be here every day.
Yeah, thank you.
No, we'll be back today, darling.
All right. Look forward to seeing you.
The wind's fine.
The wind is our friend, right, Lana?
It makes us cool.
It makes us cool. Okay, so we're here with...
Oliver,
and he does Shakespeare Hangman.
Oh,
here.
I do not, actually. My good friends Rosencrantz and Guildenstern over here, they do run Shakespearean Hangman.
Are they still?
Hangman's
I thought
Bar.
They were dead. I was about to say, are they still alive? I mean, God bless them for trying.
Well, you know, it's like right in the middle of the play where they disappear for a while.
Oh.
You know, and then they have to go find him and, you know, suss out what's the matter with himself.
Right,
as they say.
Right, right. So, but how does their thingy go?
The way it works is they use Shakespearean phrases that Shakespeare himself invented and are still used in modern times.
Okay.
Ooh. And when they are done with the actual game, they perform the piece.
Oh,
yeah. In which it occurred.
In which it occurred,
oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Normally, maybe one little passage, you know, one little speech, one little aside, whatever it comes from.
Fabulous! That's really cool. And obviously everybody else who's walking around us agrees.
Yes,
that it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Everybody is so happy with this.
I think we're right in the middle of a...
Are they
something
migrating?
Wonderful. Something wonderful.
Oh, it's a mead social.
Oh,
yes, that's what's happening.
Social. Well, it's not a wine social, so
no.
We don't count it.
Well,
wait,
close.
Wait. Mead is wine made from...
It's wine-ish.
Yes, but made from honey.
But true. We don't have it in hand, so it doesn't count.
No, but it will be in hand later.
Eventually.
I believe the making of mead is slightly different than the making of wine. Though,
so, Oliver, yes. Who are you performing right. with at Renfest?
This year, I'm not performing with anyone. I'm on the street.
What? I almost spit wine out, which would have been a travesty.
That's a sin.
That's a sin.
Yes. Unless you're one of
I mean, because
wine
you're a musician.
Aye.
What do you play or sing?
I play the mandolin.
Do you want to do an impersonation of your mandolin real quick while we got you?
I don't have my mandolin on me right
now. I was
so.
Moved to tears. How about you, Lana?
I'm the glim.
Yes. Talk about yourselves.
Yes, that was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. And you should
Thank
be
you.
Playing. You should always be playing.
I need to find a new partner.
Or just play by yourself. Because
what kind of partner
I,
do you need? Do you need a percussionist?
I was going to do a masturbation joke, but okay.
Oh, well.
I mean, because
that's
my
I know.
Why
did I think of that?
It's me this time.
No, I am looking for another guitar player / singer. I am not a lead singer.
Well, you just let us know about masturbation, how that's treating you as the time goes on, okay?
All right.
Oh my God, we gotta go right now. Okay. Right, well, thank you.
There's so many self abuse jokes in my mind right now. So,
hey, we just found some stunning animals here. What kind of breed is this?
The Siberian Husky.
Oh, he's beautiful. He, she?
It's a he. His name is Drake, after Sir Francis Drake. Because he likes to run around and get into things.
So here's my... I love dogs. I really super love dogs, especially working dogs. So tell us a little bit about the differences between Huskies and Malamutes, because I know they're often mistaken for each other.
Sure. The Huskies are actually the smaller breed between the two. And the Huskies were primarily, especially the Siberian breed, was originally bred from wolves in Russia, which was then eventually brought in through Alaska, and then that's where the Alaskan Huskies come from as well, as a descendant of this. So they're actually very closely related to the wolves, and they're built for small, compact muscle movements. It gives them a lot of really interesting things. They can run long distances. In fact, they're the only animal on the planet that can control their own metabolism.
What?
And they still don't even know how they can do it.
Well, that's awesome.
So that's the reason that a husky can run 60 miles in a day, is because he can literally tell himself to slow down on burning calories.
And here's a white husky, which is just amazing to me. But we also have a tricolor here, which I have never in my entire life seen.
German Shepherd. And a mix between the two.
That's why.
You got the full gradient going.
And
well, they're beautiful.
They're beautiful. Yeah. And German Shepherd, I have to admit, is my favorite breed on the face of the planet, because they are so intelligent.
Sometimes.
Well, especially the girls tend to be... They'll look at your eyes, and they're trying so hard to really see what it is that you mean. And that's why they use them for police work.
But
although they usually use the boys for police work. Let's not get into the politics of that.
Yeah, anyways, I mean, we just stumbled upon a pile of beautiful dogs, and we're kind of losing our mind here.
Yes.
That's the mom of this one.
Really? Hi, babies.
This one's name is Mia. This one's name is Thor.
Oh, gosh. How gorgeous. Well, we are kind of losing our mind, and it's kind of awesome, and we promised to bring Danielle at Angel Swords something, so we're going to wrap this one up, but thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you very much.
So much.
You guys have a great day.
High five. So anyway...
Okay, so we're back at Levine Leather, and with Anna, who's been a guest with us before, and they need to go find her.
May I just interject that the smell of this place makes me crazy happy?
Yeah, it smells delicious in here. Well, lots of things make you crazy happy. But
Not enough, but the smell of newly tanned leather?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous thing.
Take of that what you will.
Should we just smell it some more?
Oh, please. And you know what? There's a little bit of wine left. Would you like some of this wine?
Yeah, I like a little bit. But
little
I mean, there's
wine.
Not...
There's no, like... you can kill that because, you know, we'll get some more. And perhaps Anna might have a little time to drink with us.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if she can get away, she's working.
Otherwise, we might have to, you know.
Oh, my God! It's Anna! No way! And you're on our Renfest edition of Screw It!
Well, hello, ladies.
Hello, darling.
Can you come around?
Yes.
Yay! Oh, and don't you look stunning
God, you look
as
beautiful.
Always.
Look at that skirt, the red and the black.
Oh my, can they hear it?
Yes.
Oh yes.
I think
that
our
skirt flouncing.
I think our audience heard all of that. How's your day today? It's been crazy at the Ren Fest.
It's been fantastic. I just want $1 from every person who comes in the gates.
I think we can give you a dollar.
I've got
dollars.
From
everyone in the gate.
Oh well, oh,
like 30,000 people. I would.
Is that 30,000 people today?
It feels like one of those days.
It wouldn't surprise us because I mean it's been crazy busy, and we had to park in what Queens Lot 13 today.
13. It was insane.
Yeah.
Soon we're going to be parking in Northeast Minneapolis and busing here.
That would make sense. Okay. I mean, I would actually do that.
Yes,
like
I would. Then we wouldn't have to drive.
Okay, so why don't you tell us what's new at Levine Leather this year and, like, the stuff that none of us should miss aside from your gorgeousness.
I'm looking at this beautiful black leather halter.
It's stunning.
It is. And to be honest, it would be stunning on you. It'd be more stunning on you than me.
I usually have one on, but today I was like, the less, the better. I have it over this.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all agree that the less on
Anna.
Oh,
yes.
It's true.
We love the more flesh, the better.
More
wine,
less clothing.
Yes.
That should be our new motto, Lana. More wine, less clothing.
I thought that was just taken for granted.
Well, it's true. But is there anything new you want to show us? Or what's your bestseller?
The mugs.
Well, let's show. Certainly. Talk to us about the mugs. So here
we
are.
We've seen a lot of mugs.
Yes.
Oh my gosh,
there's fairy mugs.
People think it looks like me.
Well, it does look like you.
But people have stopped me and said, I got your mug. And I'm like, no, he chose an image of a fairy.
No, it looks like you.
No, it looks like you, sweetheart.
It does.
Except for the one that has blondish hair, and then it looks like a blonde version of you.
It does. Oh shoot.
Well, now you broke it.
I broke your store. I knocked it back down. Now, Lana's holding it, so you have to buy it.
There you go.
But anyways, I mean, I think, and what's really cool about these leather mugs is that they have, like, three-dimensional wings. They pop off the side, which is cool. And then you put like an insert inside. So
there's no insert. They are coated in an FDA-approved water sealant.
What? Really?
Yep. So when it dries, I'll get mine.
Oh my God. Okay. So Anna's leaving us.
Anna.
Oh wait, we're following her back behind where the magic is made at Levine Leather.
Oh my God. I feel so special.
Yeah. There's a bunch of people back here. Okay. And
this is mine.
Okay, so
and it has stars all over it, which of course it should.
The inside of mine.
You glittered the inside of yours?
Yep.
Oh my God.
See the glitter on the bottom?
Yes.
Oh my.
And that's totally FDA approved, and all of Levine Leather mugs are totally cool to put whatever you want into, and it's fine.
We recommend no hot or boiling liquids if it's too hot for your mouth, too hot for the mug. I put coffee in mine, but if I screw up my mug, I go, Dad, make me a new mug.
That's perfect.
He made me this for Christmas one year.
Daddy's
little
princess.
And it has studs all over
and
it.
And it's pink.
And black.
And there's glitter. Ow.
Ow,
and Lana just hit me in the head with her hat.
My pirate
again.
Hat, I wear once a year, and I don't realize where it is.
And how much she hits me in the head with it.
But the feather really keeps people out of my space,
and
let me tell you.
And the brim.
I'll show you a hat.
Okay. We're going to see another hat. And that we're going to love, and
because
looks,
everything she does, we love. Oh, it looks to be.
It looks like
it's
a mug with a hat,
with silver and is this bone?
Antler.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll never tip.
No.
Oh my God.
Except for if I lean over to pick something up, which I would, because that's what I would do with
someone.
Yeah.
Yes. And okay, we're looking at the wonderful things in your store, but I'm looking at the wonderful things on you besides you.
Yeah.
And the amber earrings and the amber, the necklace.
The amber earrings and necklace are Queen of Sheba.
Of course.
The dichroic glass and bronze, the bronze jewelers.
Of course.
And the wrapped amethyst is
I think
earth
it's been on
wire.
Our show before, actually.
No,
I mean,
this one has not.
No,
this
that,
one has.
That one, yeah.
But this
yep,
one
yep,
has
these
not.
Two were on the show.
Yes.
Oh, they're
but
gorgeous.
the wrapped amethyst is where from where?
Earth and Wire by the Legend Stage. Her name's Lynn. She's
Let's go
fabulous.
There.
Okay.
Oh my God,
okay.
You will
broke.
We'll do our best to stumble over there as we are drinking our way through Renfest.
We've been to Angel Swords, and it was everything I could do not to spend $3,500 on a blade.
It's true. It's
well,
true.
Should.
Well, okay. So we're in the way. Yep. But this has been really fun to run into one of, if you don't mind me saying, one of the most gorgeous people at Renfest, because that's Anna.
And one of our favorite people
And one of our favorite people ever. Because it's rarely we could do a show with only one guest, and you made it fantastic. So.
And also, to be honest, usually there's four of us for two bottles of wine, and there were three women and two bottles of wine.
Yeah, we took care of it.
I kept telling her that she needed to edit my comments, and
no,
she wouldn't.
I didn't.
No, and then we drank more, and I was still okay to drive home, and I was like, does that mean something? No, I'm fine.
No.
That means we're having a great time.
It means you're a professional. So thank
you. Yes.
Thank you for letting us surprise you here at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. I bet you can tell us stuff about the Renfest that we don't know. Like, how long has it been here?
I think this is the...
something-somethingth year.
40...
What?
Let's see.
Way older than I am. That's all
way
I
older
care
than
about.
Us. And your dad has been here forever, right?
In 2002, he got his 40th certificate. So you do the math.
Oh, yay,
oh, math
Dad.
You
no,
do the math,
I don't
baby.
Want to do math.
Yeah. That math is bad.
Well, congratulations.
Anyway, a long
anyways,
time.
we would... We're thrilled about Levine Leather. We love
we
what
are.
You guys do. We would love a, I don't know, maybe a screw it mug someday. But you know that someday down the road, someday down the road.
That would be amazing.
It would be amazing. So thank you for letting us surprise you and bother you and just
love you
and stare
you
upon your gorgeousness.
Well, thank you guys for stopping by.
So right. Here's my ID, and I'm paying for two of us.
And
so we
and now we have
the,
that recorded that Lana's playing for two of us.
Yes, right. Well, we alternate.
Yes, we do.
So we're going with the Merlot.
Yes, please. Sutterholm Merlot, which would be our first and a half glass of today.
Sure.
So hopefully it's not as dreadful as I'm afraid it's going to be. But that's okay if
you
it
know
is.
What? Merlot, it's okay if it is. Merlot is often very... I want to say forgiving of soil and wine and sun. Oh my goodness! And she's pouring the way we like it here.
God bless this woman.
At the Renfest, which means up to the brim, and you have to bend over and sip before you pick it up.
Which is the classy way to do it.
Because, you know, I think we need a picture of that, my darling.
Oh, we always need a picture of every time we drink wine together, Lana. Okay, so
if we had a picture of every time we drank wine.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Oh, I just took a picture of the wall.
And the trash can.
And the trash can. It was a really good trash can.
What are you trying to get at?
Would you mind? Thank you. Okay, so here we go.
Wait a second. I've got to take the hat off to do it, unfortunately.
Okay, and we got the microphone in the picture, right?
Let me pull the bomb.
And then we need a picture with the hat.
With the hat, if you don't mind.
Because to be honest, my hair looks like absolute shit without the hat.
No, it looks fine. Okay, and this is,
$12.
Thank you. So those big pauses were our pictures here at the Renfest.
Yes.
Thank you very much for our wine. We really appreciate it.
Well, and once you wear a hat for most of the day in the heat, let me tell you, your hair never looks the same.
And no one really cares anymore.
Oh, shut up.
I don't know. Don't you think? Well, anyways, no one cares anymore. So, woohoo! Next glass of wine!
Yay!
So, we do a podcast called Screw It, and your baby is how old?
She's going to be 9 months.
And
she's
already...
way too young to be on a podcast about wine!
Yes, she is, but she's absolutely adorable.
And look at your eyes are turning... Are they turning hazel or brown?
We don't even know yet. It's an adventure every day.
Well, you know what? I think they're turning your color, which is a beautiful...
My wife has the same color eyes, though, too. So,
really?
Yeah, it's really
that is the most astonishing color
eyes. They're gorgeous.
They're gold, and they're brown, and they're a little bit of green, and I really, really love
that. I hope she has pretty eyes.
You are beautiful.
Her name is Lucy.
Lucy, baby.
Found her in a tree today.
Yay, we found you in a tree. Thank you for
you're
joining
a changeling,
us.
You're aren't you?
For eating your tool.
Thank you. Yeah, eat a tool. It's delicious.
So it's our first time at Renfest that actually rained, right?
I've never been at a Renfest that rained. But I don't know what to do.
So we ended up buying more than we probably would have.
Including stones. This is probably the first time our male
counterparts
have heard about this.
Yes, and now we are eating chocolate covered strawberries here at
the Minnesota Renaissance Festival while leaves are blowing up trees, and I think I'm okay with that, aren't you?
I'm so okay with fruit and chocolate and wine.
I know. I mean, we got full glasses, we got lots of fruit and wine, so
and
what can we
complain
about?
And we have some beautiful stones. So tell me about your stone, my darling.
My stone is called Appetite. It's only a 0.6. I wish it was, like, at least a 0.8, but how is your chocolate-covered strawberry, Lana?
I do believe I have chocolate down my cleavage.
I do believe you do. And it's holy.
I have a feeling that somebody will clean that up.
I'll be there in a moment.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. But wow, these chocolate-covered strawberries are seriously good. Well, it looks like there's a tornado going on outside.
Mm-hmm.
Which we're okay with. Because we
I have
got
a feeling, though, that it will be a short-lived tornado.
I think so, too.
Because that's September in Minnesota.
And at the Renaissance Festival. So, which...
Oh, my God, this chocolate is incredible.
It's very incredible. Which shop are we at right now? Do...
I was like, Okay.
Do we have a shop name that we're at right now?
Royal Sweets.
The Royal Sweets. How long have you been at RenFest?
12 years,
maybe. Really?
12 years, personally. Royal Sweets has been here 25 at least, if not longer.
It's really freaking good. It's not just because of the rain. I mean, like, seriously, this is delicious. What kind of chocolate do you use?
That is a dark chocolate.
All right, it's a dark chocolate that is apparently a secret.
Yes, a secret.
No, we're good with that.
Yes.
Thank you very much for sharing your roof and your yumminess.
Oh, my God.
Lana has joined us again, and she's found someone fabulous to talk with. Who's this guy?
So please, introduce yourself.
Oh, you're actually podcasting at the moment.
We are.
Right, you said you were podcasting, and I'm like, oh, is this she's actually holding your microphone?
I'm just coming on to you.
No.
We should be honest.
I thought you were like, I thought you were going to invite me to go do a podcast later on at another date. That's happened several times.
Oh, my God. Like, okay, wait, hold on a second. The podcast blew up. Okay, so one more time. Who are you?
Who am I? My name is Martin.
And then, okay, so the bell stopped. Who are you again?
My name is Martin.
Okay, very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I'm Dawn.
Nice to meet you, Dawn.
That's my partner. And I'm
Lana. And we do a podcast called Screw It.
Yes,
a podcast
about wine.
About wine,
apparently.
Mostly about wine.
Mostly about wine, but what did you get for us, Lana?
I got
You're supposed to unscrew
meat.
The wine.
With like, is this the...
Yeah, screw
what
it
kind
with
of meat?
Woo! Okay, so...
Actually, take a taste of this, darling.
What is the subject matter under discussion?
No, we're always about
it's
wine.
It's always about wine and things
so
related
to wine. So is this your first
wine.
Time having mead?
Mm. No.
Is this your first time having this mead?
Yes.
Yes.
What is this? What kind of mead is this?
This is... What, I don't, what kind of question are
it's
you...
It's like an apple cider mead.
This yes. is...
It's
do you know...
Like
this
punch.
Is a forest fruit?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Is it... I'm just trying to...
It's
this
like...
Looks like
you're
going to
spill it, darling. You don't lose any
of the apples cannot hurt the liquor like the dwarves.
Can I tell your microphone here about the mead?
Please do.
Okay, so the mead is aged for 2 years. And they start with... Honey, water, and yeast, and age it for 24 months.
And I just spilled it.
Oh, don't worry, we got plenty
asshole.
More. That's
I'm
okay.
I'm an asshole.
It is a refined product. It's not for swilling like college
like
students.
Like me, yeah.
You know
okay,
I mean?
Okay.
It's for discerned drinkers who want to enjoy their
like
glass of wine.
The two of us.
Vodka. Yeah. Vodka's for guzzling, anyway, because that's why it's got no flavor, right?
Okay, okay.
So, after 2 years of age, they pull it off the casks, and then they mull fruit. So they add some more water and some more honey for a base sweetness, right? And then they mull fruit, either apple, cherries, raspberries. With regard to the Egyptian, it's hibiscus tea with a hint of lemon for
I
a floral citrus
Egyptian.
Flavor. Yes, it is the most
is
popular,
the
by the way.
I've had Egyptian,
and
actually.
The forest fruit is a proprietary brand of mixed wild berries with chokeberry, bilberry, and a wild raspberry.
What is this? Bilberry.
That's the forest fruit.
It's wonderful.
It is. It was new. It was new last year. It's a tremendous success.
Really? You know, the first time I came to the Renaissance Festival, and I wanted mead. Granted, I was with Steve.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay,
and it was
keep going.
Late in the whole fest process, and it was late in the cask, and I don't know what I got, but it was in a ridiculous shade of yellow.
Yellow. It was probably... The
and
cottage.
It was about gray. 3 sips in, and I actually had to throw it away.
Oh,
was it,
no,
was
no,
it
no.
too sweet?
No, it was too hideous. Really? And for me to throw away alcohol,
it's a
what
big
does
deal.
That
no,
say?
I understand. I've just never seen anybody like absolutely hate the wine before. Now, occasionally, things have happened to it. Or like, let's say, at the bottom of the barrel of, let's say, the Egyptian, right? Because it's made with hibiscus tea, so it has a bit of sediment in it.
Yeah.
You get to the bottom, and it's all the extra yumminess is down in the bottom.
Yeah.
So it comes out, and it's not translucent. It's like... you can't see through it. It's like cloudy with flavor.
This was the most incredible shade.
But you will notice an actual textural difference on the tongue when it's the bottom of the barrel. It's like thicker.
This is yummy.
It is incredible.
This is really yummy.
Have you ever been to the meatery?
Apparently not.
Another place called
Oh, God. He's coming back.
Yes, bring a sample. Meat for all. Yes, thank you.
I think we all love
Meat for all. Everybody.
There's a lot of people.
It's funny that you say meat for all because they sell this by the gallon. After
what?
The run of show.
Oh, no. Okay, so
at the meterini.
What is this?
This is what. Are you familiar with a paperweight?
I am familiar
with
paperweight.
This is for keeping the money from blowing away in the wind.
Oh.
You know, someone sits a 20 down and whoosh, it goes away, and you're like, hey, Don, got it.
Bam. Yeah, because
and then,
my 20s do that all
no,
the
I understand.
Time.
And then, are you familiar with change artists?
Oh, what?
Right?
Yes.
So if you
no.
have if you have
yes,
a 20
no.
here, lend me a 20.
Give the man a 20.
Give him a 20.
Give him a 20.
Give him
a 20.
Give the man a 20.
I'm running a business here. You go.
Give him a dollar.
Stop hitting me with your hat.
So we'll pretend there's a $20 bill. You put down a $20 bill, right?
Okay. Right.
I go to get change. I go to fill it, whatever, right? If I take this and I put this in my till, I come back and I give you change for. Or you say it's a 10, right?
When you say till, you mean kilt, correct?
Yeah, no, sure. I keep thousands of dollars in my kilt.
Because
there's lots of room. I'm hung like a field mouse.
No.
I'm just saying. If she wants to believe that, she can. Anyway, my point is this. So listen, if that's a 10 and you put it down and I make change and I give you change for a 10, now you're like, hey, wait a minute. I gave you a 20. No, you gave me a 10.
No.
I gave you a 20. If the 20's right there, we can't argue about it. No, you gave me a 20. It's right there. Here's your change. Oh, no, you gave me a 10. There is no argument.
No.
You just tell people to F themselves. Your bill's right there.
Wearing a kilt.
I am.
So please tell me about your tartan.
This is a Stuart. It's an English tartan.
Okay.
Right? Now, this is a mistake. It came off the loom. This was supposed to have a green, right, stripe in it.
Yes.
And because it doesn't have a green stripe is the reason I bought it, because my family crest has no green in it.
Oh, interesting.
Now you're going to ask me some more.
What is your crest?
What is your question? What is it? It's a crest.
What is your family?
What is my last name?
Yes.
It's Weeks, W-E-E-K-S.
Okay.
Now that might mean nothing to you, but you can track my family name back to 1066 to the Norman Conquest. That's almost 1,000 years.
Oh, those damn Normans! They took over Britain. I just watched the monarchy.
Did you?
I did. I'm such a big nerd.
So you're familiar with the Battle of Hastings in 1066 and the Normans who came across from Northern France?
I am actually, which frightens me because I am not British.
I am distinctly British.
This is a lovely mead, and we love your marker, and we want to come back, and we're thankful that
you got the business card I gave you, right?
I do.
Oh, okay,
awesome.
That's okay. So on the weekends after the run of the Renaissance Festival, they have a sale at the meadery. Then they'll sell it by the liter or the gallon. Or, you know, it's like about $30 a gallon.
Awesome.
You know, if you think about how many ounces is 128 ounces in a gallon, right? So yes, lots of
wine
drinking. A gallon of wine for $30.
Okay, cool.
So you can bring your own container, and you get to go up there, and you can buy it for a decent price, because you can't buy it in a liquor store.
Woo! Martin, thank you.
Lovely
interview. Oh my God, so it's raining at Renfest, so where do we find that we're hiding out at?
Lady Artisans.
Oh my God, so you guys do jewelry?
We do.
Cool, like necklaces, earrings?
Necklaces, sculptures, earrings, cufflinks, you name it. I mean, anything jewelry-wise.
Nice.
I'm seeing a lot of metalwork.
Yes, absolutely. It's all pewter and bronze.
Cool.
Our claim to fame is actually the body coolers.
What's a body cooler?
A body cooler is right there. It is a metal tube that is filled with either ice and water or rice that's been heated, so it's warm. And you put it in your cleavage, and it will keep you either warm or cool
hours.
Wait,
I have cleavage. Wait.
Yes.
So we actually have to have cleavage in...
I have cleavage.
Yeah, okay, showing off, Lana. You have to have cleavage in order for it to work.
In a bra or in a tank top or that sort of thing.
It feels wonderful.
And you don't even need that because we've also got it where it hangs from a string, which is why I'm wearing one right now that It's like a necklace.
In your cleavage.
In your cleavage.
In my man cleavage, yes.
In your man cleavage. What does it look like?
The man cleavage?
We want to see yours. I want a picture of that really man cleavage. Do you have a photo of that?
I don't,
Dawn?
Actually, but I can show. I can show you the.
I think
the
Dawn
body
needs
coolers.
To make.
We don't believe it if there's cleavage. No man cleavage to go with it.
There's no photo. It doesn't exist.
Wait. What? That's
now
your man cleavage?
Now I want to see it in the cleavage.
Okay,
I yes, you can use John's. He's got.
Okay, come on in, John. Come on in, John.
I see, I'm not wearing one right now.
No, it's cool.
Nice for free chat.
Show some man cleavage.
Oh, all right.
Try it on.
I don't believe it.
Here, give me a necklace.
Yeah. Right. Show us some real stuff.
You can be in the photo too.
Oh, for the love of the goddess.
Isn't that wonderful? When that it's 80 cool. degrees, 90 degrees, it will cool your body down more.
John, I generally don't want to be in the photo, but here we go.
I know, yeah.
Wait, if it's going to be in a photo,
it's
something fancy on
order.
What? Oh, you want a fancy one in my cleavage, do you?
Everyone wants a fancy one in the cleavage.
Everyone wants fancy cleavage.
Warm.
That one, oh, for the love of the goddess.
Okay, but we still need to all get in the photo.
Okay.
That I hopefully
Let's
don't drop.
See. Well, and there's a lot of plastic here. So.
A lot of plastic. Because it's raining here at Rhinefest, you're showing off your stuff.
Lana,
do you want to show off your stuff?
Well, and I have a lot of stuff to show off, but you're not showing it.
I know, right?
That's okay. Your problem, darling.
That's my problem.
Do you want me to take the picture?
Yeah,
that
be awesome.
That might be a good thing.
Because Lana just closed it all out.
Because so, it's my fault, goddamn.
Everything is Lana's fault. Oh, what?
This one is cold.
Yes, if it were cold,
want the warm
I think
one,
I would
like
really
warm one?
Like it.
No, it's more of the fact of, like, oh my god, usually these things don't work on people like Dawn.
Oh, posing for a photo. Yay.
Excellent, you guys are great.
Oh my god.
Oh, I want the cold one right now.
No,
that
you guys
hot one.
You're going to have
is
the cold one.
Have a warm one.
Oh, that feels so nice.
The warm one does feel different, doesn't it?
It does, and you know, usually I run very cold. I'm always cold. And this cold one feels nice.
That's good on you.
Yes. Okay, that's more than we all wanted to know.
Yes.
Okay, so
okay,
anyways.
There's going to be a lot of editing in this particular segment.
No, we...
Go ahead.
Your reaction is definitely one that's common because people are very surprised when they try. They see us and they're like, "What are you talking about? Or I'm not gonna put that on my chest."
Oh, no,
and it's like, "No. Give this a try. Give this a try." And they're like,
"How
oh my god!
Oh,
it feels so good." That's okay. So we learned something, Lana, right?
I learned something that I'm going to take out my credit card.
Oh, and Lana's getting money down. So
no, I'm actually going to take out my cash.
Oh, what? Lana's actually paying money. Okay, so this is great. Thanks. Thanks, you guys. So this wraps up our night at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
It surely does. Here we are on the bus.
On a school bus.
Oh, when was the last time we were on a yellow school's bus?
When we were going to the Renaissance Festival? But no, apparently it's when we're leaving the RenFest.
Yeah.
And we talked to our driver, and apparently an hour is a normal amount of time to spend.
I think she said an hour 40.
Yeah, I think that's what she said, too. So, anyways, we had a great time.
We did.
We got to try a bunch of wine. We got to talk to a bunch of people we didn't know. And it was pretty cool.
That was super cool.
But more importantly, it was just fun to spend the day with you, Lana.
Oh, my God. This is my favorite day of the year.
And,
second only to Halloween.
And your wedding anniversary.
Oh, wedding anniversary kind of floats. So, yeah.
Anyways, so it was a lot of fun. And we're ready to go home as soon as we can.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the bus is moving anywhere anytime soon.
It's a good time to take a nap. All right.
Okay,
thank you, RenFest. It was super fun, and we had a great time with you guys. And we'll see you at the next episode of Screw It.
Love you.
Bye.
Oh, we love
have wine because wine loves us back.